Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
I've got a new thing. Let's talk about it. Let's do the podcast.
No, say what you're going to say.
Just on Zoom, when you have to admit somebody, every time the admit button comes up, in my head I go, admit it! Just admit it! So then when I first see people and I have to be like, hi, in my head I'm going...
You've just screamed, just admit that you're a piece of shit.
Yeah, just admit it!
I'll admit anything you want. Mm. What do you want me to admit?
Just it.
I admit it.
Oh my god, no!
I admit it.
Oh, my word.
I did kill you.
And this is all a dream.
Yeah. Ooh, I'm having a Zoom call with a ghost. The new immersive thing. I don't know.
Well, we're back.
But we may or may not already have been back.
We've not been back.
We recorded. Why have you listened to it? Is it bad?
No, I've not listened. I just think we should put that second.
What, and just cut out all of the... Are you sure we don't talk about it a lot?
No.
Once again, we're just having an admin conversation about the podcast on the podcast.
Basically, we recorded an episode before this episode, didn't we? And we can't decide if it's rubbish, but I haven't listened to it yet because of denial. And if it's rubbish, we won't put it out and this will be the first episode. If it's not rubbish, we'll put it out and this will be the second episode. If it's kind of medium, this will be the first episode and the one that was last week's will be the second episode.
And if they're all bad, we'll just kill ourselves.
Do you know that's what happened? You know the difficult second album and second novel? You know that thing as a concept?
Yeah.
People's second novels are bad. Apparently it's because their second novel is actually their first novel that couldn't get published. Their second novel is their first novel that gets published. And then everyone's like, wow, your novel was so great. Have you got anything else? And they're like, well, actually, I've got this thing in my drawer that no one wanted. And it must be because they were wrong and I was right. And then they publish it and then it's bad.
It's the thing they always wanted to do.
Yeah.
That everyone was like, don't do that, it's shit.
Yeah.
And it turns out it was shit.
It was shit. And you'll be forever judged.
This isn't really a second novel, though, is it? This is like the 90th time we've done this podcast, so... You'd hope by now there'd be at least some vein of professionalism or...
You'd hope, wouldn't you?
You'd hope, but you get what you pay for, which is nothing, so...
Unless you're a Patreon subscriber... Do we have that still?
We have one patron who sent us a lovely message and hopefully we can put that in the... Well, listen, we can either put that in this one.
Yeah.
This is just the AGM.
Rydian Roberts, follow me on Twitter, by the way, everybody.
Wait. Rydian?
Rydian. Rydian. Big news, big news, big news.
I want to have sex with Rydian. Is this another crossover sex thing?
Absolutely not.
Okay, right.
No offence to Rydian.
You get him to follow me.
You will just follow him and he'll follow you back. That's what happened to me.
Really?
I was trying to get him to do a personalised message for Matt for his birthday.
Oh, of course you were.
Yeah.
For God's sake.
So I followed him and he followed me back and then I DM'd him asking if he'd do a birthday message for Matt and he didn't reply.
No. Is he not on, like, Cameo or anything?
No, I don't think so. I didn't look, to be fair. Just went the direct route.
Okay. It's Beth... Oh, I shouldn't say a full name on the podcast.
Oh, that's fine. Beth... Nice to see you, Beth.
No, we'll just say Beth sent us a lovely message after she heard us on Dave's podcast, Friends with Friends. Go and listen now.
Oh, yeah.
Friend of the pod. And indeed, personal friend of both of us. I went on holiday with Dave.
Wild.
It's mad,
wild.
Isn't it? We just went on holiday.
Where did you go again? Hastings?
Went to Hastings when it was allowed.
Played a lot of miniature golf.
Yeah.
So fun.
Yeah. Fun stuff. Yeah. Beth sent us a lovely message on the Patreon and is subscribed. And honestly, thank you, Beth.
Thank you, Beth. We it's love really Beth. Lovely. We're renaming the podcast after you.
Beth Chin.
So this is Bitchin. Every week we talk about a different person. We dissect, we divulge, we veer wildly off track. We have to tell them what we're doing here, because some people might be tuning in for the first time.
Get out while you still can. Clearly we managed to convince people to give us money for no
good
for
reason.
No.
So who are we talking about on our first week back, potentially second week back, Tilly?
Just organisation is, listen, we get a lot of messages and comments, you know. Mm. I want to start my own podcast. How do you do it? The number one thing is organisation. The number two thing is to pick a friend who is more successful than you, but desperate enough that they will commit to doing it. Now, not everyone has this. This is the thing. I'm doing the Trump hands. Have you noticed?
Yeah, you're getting in character.
Because this week we are going to talk about Donald Trump. And the only reason I swore we never would, because frankly, there's just so much material. Indeed, people have built whole careers on comedy material about Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I just think I feel I'm just happy he's gone.
Yeah, we can make
happy
fun of him.
Happy he will be gone
now
if he doesn't.
Like, not a threat. I mean, I know he is still a threat. And
he might still do a coup.
Yeah, he's 100% about to do a big coup. And also, we're probably a bit, because we're probably recording this a bit ahead of when it's...
Sorry, did you just say about to do a big coup? Yeah, Donald Trump bending over the latrine in the White House about to do a big coup. Oh,
but it feels much more safe and legitimate to make fun of somebody when they're not about to end all of humanity, don't you think?
Well, the journalists in the US certainly think
so. Shall I read his Wikipedia?
Do we need to do that?
Yeah.
I felt like we were just going to... Okay.
Tradition calls Donald John Trump, born the June 14th, 1946. Old. Is the 45th and current president, wrong, of the United States.
Well, he is still the president, technically. June 14th, what star sign is that?
Before entering politics, he was a businessman and television...
Gemini!
Oh, I like Gemini. Oh, I have a few Gemini people that I really like in my life.
Well, look out for them, clearly.
What does it mean?
Clearly.
What does a Gemini mean?
It means nothing. I just like doing this bit where I pretend I know about star signs and that it somehow holds the key to someone's personality, which, of course, it doesn't.
Do you know what? My friends who are Gemini are quite strong-willed and determined. Would you say he's strong-willed and determined?
You could put it like that, couldn't you? If you didn't want to use the word fascist, you could say he's got a strong will and he's determined to put those kids in cages.
You're usually full of energy, but today you may not feel so vivacious. There's nothing... Oh, it's a daily one again. Oh, well.
I thought you were talking to me then. I was like, you fucking met me. And I was also offended because I was like, well, my energy's actually quite good today. I've definitely been worse at other times.
Vivacious.
Vivacious?
Vivacious is a great word.
That's a great word. There's a drag queen called Vivacious.
Oh, nice. Oh, nice. So anyway, Donald Trump, bad.
Yes. Bad. How was watching the election?
So?
How was following it those couple of days
wasn't
for you?
Wasn't CNN good?
I can't say I was watching CNN.
Oh, I just
Ken was, I think. He was following all of it. He had all the data in his brain, like Sherlock's Mind Palace.
Even the BBC reporters were talking about how they'd been watching CNN. They hadn't even been watching their own channel. Mm. To be honest, I knew that it would take ages, not because I'm clever, but just because everyone said it would take ages. So I purposefully just...
Didn't get involved.
Didn't get too involved in the details.
I'm not getting involved.
It was too stressful.
I just want to be me.
I just want to wait and see what happens. But I felt quietly confident. Did you?
No.
And there are two different personality types, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. Ken predicted a landslide for Biden, and I was like, no.
That's what I thought too.
it will be a narrow win for Trump.
Mm.
You gotta take it, haven't you?
You've got
Is
to take
Joe
it.
Biden the person I dream of late at night? No.
A big neoliberal. You don't dream about a big old neoliberal.
Certainly not in any dreams where I'm
happy
having sex.
Oh, see.
Or I'm happy.
I totally disagree about that. There's something for me about the Joe Biden that is...
What, you want him to sniff your hair?
Biden. His little crooked smile. He looks like Frank Sinatra. His little upward smile. It's amazing. I want my... Basically, I have a very flat smile. Look, if I smile, it goes flat. It doesn't go up. His smile's like this.
What?
His smile.
How do you... What is a flat smile? How do you know if you have a flat smile? Do I have a flat smile?
Smile? No, you have such a smiley smile. Look, my smile.
I've got big teeth.
My smile is just me opening my mouth.
Though. Go on, smile. Well, that's because you are just opening your mouth. You're not smiling properly.
Okay, smile.
There we go. You're smiling a bit more
it
now.
It doesn't go up, though, does it? It just goes sideways.
It's a bit like the Joker. Your smile.
Well, that's it. There we
are. No, in quite a sexy way.
No,
I like
stop.
The Joker.
Stop. But his smile is a proper curvature of the
lips. He's charming, isn't he? He's a charming man.
He looks like Frank Sinatra.
Ken's theory on the elderly man contest, as John Mulaney put it, is that Americans will vote for someone who they can imagine hosting a summer barbecue. And can't you just imagine Joe Biden over the griddle? Come on, kids. Just like flipping some sausages. Whereas I can't imagine Trump doing that. You know, he'd...
No, he'd
have
been,
other people doing it. And he'd be somewhere doing a hate crime.
Did you see the... It's so weird that you say that, because did you see the spitting image sketch of Joe Biden and Adele?
No, because I like myself more and more every
well,
day.
Well, you should be a writer for it, because it's him grilling loads of stuff.
Oh, really?
It's him just having a big grill, and then Adele turns up and is like, hi.
Oh, of course, Adele turns up.
Can I have a sausage? And he's like, what? And she's like, Lady Gaga came last week and said you do a really good breakfast. And then Barack Obama's like, he can't cook breakfast, he's the next president. And then he doesn't really understand because of his dementia or whatever. It's quite a watch.
I think you should write for Spitting Image, to be honest.
I think you should write for Spitting Image.
No, I think you should. No, listen, you we're both should. Arguing over who's going to enter the hell dimension that is writing for Spitting Image.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I've given up, so.
What, in life or jobs?
I'm going to be some sort of professional nerd and just leave show business behind.
You're writing a book. Are we allowed to talk about that?
Yeah, we can talk about my book. I mean, I'm not going to say anything about it because I don't want to get rinsed.
I'm so excited.
And it's an embarrassing. It's an embarrassing thing.
It's an embarrassing.
It's a very embarrassing thing to write a novel in which there is magic, in which there are
elves. Are there elves? Little pixies.
Not any elves yet, actually.
Little nymphs.
No little nymphs. Maybe I should put a little nymph in it and call it Helen Monks.
Oh, please. I would love to be a little nymph node.
Just luring men to their death with your bosoms. Yeah, I'll definitely write you in.
Yes, please.
No, it's been good. It's fun.
Sounds great.
I'm at 19,000 words now.
That's amazing.
Thank you. It's just something to do, isn't it?
How long has that taken to get to 19,000?
What day is it? 11 days.
You're kidding. In 11 days you've written 19,000 words.
Yeah. I did plan some of the world before I started writing.
I think that's so impressive. I'm so impressed. And I don't think it's embarrassing.
I don't know if I'll get to 50,000 words, but...
You could write a short story.
I don't know. I'm not really interested in anything short. Give it to me long.
Hey. Oh, God. I'm embarrassed.
I'm very embarrassed.
So Trump, yeah. The thing is, I think what you say about Joe Biden not necessarily being your dream, you know, your dream, in your dreams.
I am hopeful, though.
Yeah. We're no longer staring into the abyss, are we? Like, it's easier to challenge people who are at least cognitive and, well, we hope, and a bit on your page.
They at least have some values, even if the values are not carbon copies of my own values. Mm-hmm. They at least ascribe to some sense of basic reason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
we're going to rejoin the Paris Agreement. I just, thank God.
Who we are.
Well, America. Sorry, I just...
See, this is it. We all think we're American. This is the monopoly that America has on the world.
I think I'm the president.
We all think we're American. We all associate so much with America.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not America, you know? I mean, it's obviously very important for the UK because we're just their little simp that goes along with what they do. So it's very good for us that Boris Johnson can't support Trump anymore.
The whole world, for them to rejoin the Paris Agreement is... It does impact everybody because they're so big and they produce the most bad stuff. And they're going to kill us all. So in that sense, we are all Americans because we're at their mercy.
Yes. Well, that's what it's about, isn't it? Identifying with them.
Yes. And it's a bit scary-o because Biden does hate Boris Johnson, doesn't he? And it's been our ally, you know, it's been the plan with us leaving Brexit that, well, we'll be with America, but they don't want us anymore. So we're just going to float off into
the sea. No, we've gone off the boil, really, haven't we?
We're so pathetic.
We're not really young and cute anymore, are we? We used to be, you know, a bit sexy.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're a bit stale.
We used to have a bit of an old empire there, didn't we? And now we're little people.
Just little sad people.
All fighting with each other.
All fighting with each other, obsessing over Brexit and gender-neutral bathrooms. And just being generally fucking poisonous.
Mm.
And I'm over it, really.
I fluctuate though, because then we also do really fun things like boating at Boatface.
Yeah.
Like we have a sense of humour.
Morris dancing. Oh, that was us.
Yeah, that's.
Was that us or was that Scottish?
That was us, but there is a bit of a tradition of old blackface with Morris dancing.
Well, listen, I was razzing Morris dancing anyway. I wasn't saying that it was a good thing. I would never say that. And I would never say that.
Cancelled.
These days you can be arrested and thrown in jail just for supporting the noble tradition.
Oh God.
Did you have to do going round the maypole?
The maypole. I went round
when you were
at
primary school.
Yes, with the ribbons.
What was that? Primary school children pole dancing.
Very formative.
Hmm.
Were you Mary in the
No.
Because did you see that research that was done about Marys who play Mary in the, what's it called, Bethlehem play?
Yeah,
what's that?
Go on, what happens to them?
They are rich when they get older.
Right.
Statistically more likely to be rich.
No, I was Maria in The Sound of Music, though.
How old?
11.
That's class.
Yeah.
What a peak in your
career.
That
was it, really. Yeah. I was hooked. You're hooked from then on. And then you think, well, sure, I'm smart, but maybe I can be
sing
a famous
dance
actor. And then before you know it, you're staring down the barrel of 30 in a shared flat where you pay someone else's mortgage and they do things like they just go to France in lockdown.
Oh, lovely.
Which, you know, must be, I don't blame them, must be nice for them. And you just have so many spiders in your room.
What
and
is
you're
that
not
about?
Assertive enough to get rid of any of them because you feel like, well, they're not hurting me.
I know.
But I don't like them. But they are there.
Do you have this? Because I think it's just me. I'm like, what is? Am I attracting all of the animals?
No, it's just the time of year. I think they just want
to. They all come here to die, though. It's so sad. I've had
so. Well, mine are thriving. Oh, they're making webs and.
Tilly, I was in the bath, right? I'd been in the bath for literally
an hour. I've got a bath. Sorry, I'm really angry at the moment. It just comes out at, like, the worst. We don't have a bath. And I just really wish I had one. Sorry, go on.
No, I completely understand. I would be really
I'm not angry
sad.
At you.
No. Get in the sink. Like you're a little baby.
Well, I did once have to wash my whole arse and vagina in the kitchen sink when our shower was broken for like 4 weeks. I've told you that before, right?
No.
I literally had to wash my whole
bottom. The lower body.
It was leaking into the downstairs flat.
Oh,
and,
no.
And, it took the landlord, like, 4 weeks to fix it. We got some money off the rent, so...
Did you?
A small price to pay for washing your arse in the same place you wash your dishes.
Were your other flatmates having the dinner while you were doing it? What did you...
No, no, they weren't. I made sure everyone was out. I'm not... And I cleaned it. I disinfected the sink after I'd used it.
No judgment here at all. I weed in the sink during lockdown, actually. I hoiked myself up and had a wee in the sink. It was quite early on, and our landlord sent round someone to sort out all the electrics, and they were stood out in front of the bathroom door for about 4 hours. I just had to wee, so I weed in the. I should have asked if I could come past, but I was a bit awkward.
That would have been a more assertive and normal thing to do, wouldn't it? But something about our generation, we just can't ask a direct fucking question.
Oh God.
Classic entitled millennial pissing on other people's dishes and cutlery.
Look, as a floor is it afterwards. But yeah, what you were saying about Joe Biden not being the best of the best is also the same with Trump. Obviously, Trump is really bad. Indisputable. Trump is a bad man. But, and I know this is a really basic thing to say, but he's also a symptom, isn't he, of everything.
He's really...
In our culture.
I mean, it's amazing with Trump because I really do think that I do think he's one of the worst people to ever exist, like, ever. Because I don't think he has... I don't think there's, like, a shred of any sort of empathy in him, like, at all. Or even some, like, idea of, like... I don't know, I just can't... There's nothing he does that I can relate to, but the thing about him is that he has kind of, I think people are angry and people are disconnected. And I think that leaves people very vulnerable to just being taken in by a big-ass bully.
Mm.
You know, someone who really has no sense of... Someone who never apologises, someone who's never, ever, ever wrong, is a really, like, enticing idea, really. And it's kind of, I think he's kind of a lightning rod for people's feelings of disenfranchisement. And there's a sense, I think, with Trump voters that he is like a hero to them because in their mind, he's the only person who listens to them. Even though he doesn't do anything for them, he speaks to them. He goes to, like, these towns that other people don't and, like, speaks to them directly. And even if they're getting shafted, they at least feel like they're important when they're being shafted. They at least feel like they are having some sort of, they are like putting their will out into the world and it's having an effect on the world around them. Does that make sense?
Totally, yeah. But I think for some people it isn't that they love him and they think he's great. They vote for him despite all of their problems with him, but you know, they work for a coal mine that he's reopened and they've got a job again. Like, I do think there are some people who just like trying to genuinely understand why people vote for Trump and trying to listen to the fact that actually it's a bit like the same reason some people vote for Joe Biden, which is like, we've just said he's not our ideal candidate, but if we were in America we would vote for him. And it's the same as kind of like the Labour Party over here, where it's like at the end of the day, when you've got your paper in front of you of what box you're going to tick, you don't necessarily, that umbrella term doesn't fit with all your values, but you have to pick out of a binary, don't you? And and a lot of people choose Trump for economic reasons rather than sort of
agreeing with everything he says.
So it is, I think it's, it will just be so interesting to see what happens in terms
It'll be really interesting to see what Joe Biden actually does, because I have a shred of hope that maybe the conditions are very different than they were when Obama came to power, in terms of public support for certain policies.
Yeah, that's true. That's really hopeful, Tilly.
Look at my smile. Look how it turns up into the corners of my face. Wow.
Look, he does have a really curvy smile in his little corner. But also, if I was Trump, right, what I would be doing right now is I would do a really amazing resignation speech. I would say, I'm great and I'm going to be, you won't see the last of me. And then I would go and I would start a TV show and I'd get every, I'd create a populist, like, you know, do a bit of a Nigel Farage and shout really loudly from the outside. It's so.
But Nigel Farage is smart.
Yeah, you're right.
Trump isn't smart. He's not a clever person.
He just doesn't like to
There's nothing in him that aspires to, like, you know, in a way that's why he's kind of done so well, because he's done the thing that everyone's like, you can't do that. You can't just sign a load of executive orders and do whatever you want. And he's like, yeah, I can. It says there I can, so I'll just do it. Have you never met someone who, like, they could never be wrong? Because even though I think Trump is miserable, and I think he does just want to, like, chill out on his golf course and, like, you know, do whatever the fuck he wants.
Grab some pussy.
Yeah. He, you know, this whole thing is, like, everyone's told him, we don't want you anymore. Mm. We're rejecting you.
Mm.
And to someone with that sort of personality, where it's, like, their whole sense of self is, like, hinges on having power over other people.
Oh my god, he must be dying.
Of course he hasn't accepted it. Like, I can't even imagine, like, a world in which he'd be like, do you know what, guys? I've had a good run. This was great.
Thanks and all
you
the know, best.
Like, have you been paying attention? Like, he cannot be wrong. He's incapable of ever conceding to anything. Mm. Like, I don't know, like, not to the same degree, but, like, I've met people who, like, you have a conversation with them and, you know, you're like, well, do you not think maybe this is also true? And they're like, no, no.
Because that would mean, like, I've said something in my life that isn't true anymore. Yeah. I hear you. And I do think, like, Matt Haig tweeted something about, like, we can't use mental illness as a root out for him because it's really unfair on people with mental illness, which I do really agree with. But I do think you can be a really, really bad person who's really selfish and also have really considerable mental illnesses, which he definitely just doesn't, you know, he just definitely, I'm not saying that's an excuse.
I do actually disagree with the idea that we can't talk about mental illness in relation to politics, because
me too,
politics is profoundly personal. Sorry, go on.
Yeah, no, I completely disagree. But also, people are saying, like, well, it's really unfair on people with mental illness, but it's not one thing. Like, you're not always an inherently good you know, bad people can also have mental health problems.
And good people can have mental health problems, and exactly. Good people can do bad things, and bad people can do good things. Yep. And it's this incredibly binary discussion of, like, humanity.
Yeah.
And also, it's like, we're all, the problem with mental illness discussion is that it's this idea that, like, only some people experience mental illness. We all experience mental illness throughout our life at some point, whether that's for 3 days or it's chronic and it's lifelong. The idea that we can't talk about Trump's personality and his own beliefs and his own sort of his behaviours through the prism of, like, of mental illness. And I do agree that there's, like, a conversation to be had about, like, is it helpful to just call everyone bad are narcissists? Like, probably not.
Yeah.
He's also not a well man.
No. He's so
And what does that say about... What does that have to teach us about how society in general is sick?
Mm.
Like...
Yeah.
And dysfunctional. Like, I'm when I say that, like, when I think when people say, Trump's mad, you know, they're not saying, I dislike everyone with mental illness and I've never experienced mental illness. I do think it is a separate discussion to the other discussion which is happening about people in places of work not feeling able to talk about depression, which is something I have extremely personal experience of.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, was at one time, like, very, very anxious and petrified that my behaviour would make people think I was crazy and they wouldn't want to work with me anymore. That's very different to being president of the United States and putting kids in cages and then being like, it's time to talk, guys. We can't speak about Trump in this way. It's like, of course we fucking can. Yeah. Like, I don't understand how you could have a discussion of it without this also discussing that element of it.
Totally. It plays into that binary thing again, though, doesn't it? Of, like, worrying that a conversation about Trump mental illness,
yeah, it's somehow out. Setting back the other conversation. Yeah,
and you're right, people are smart enough and have enough, like, tact and nuance to recognize that they're really different things. But I think it's Twitter again, isn't it? Twitter is to blame for everything.
Bad website. Catch me there at Tilly Steele writing my tweets every day, 9 to 5.
Oh,
sometimes
God.
On weekends, sometimes evenings, writing my tweets.
You love to write them tweets. You're good at it. You're good
Thank
at doing
you.
Twitter.
Do you know what? I just write them and see how it goes.
Do you know who else writes some tweets? Is Trump.
Yeah. Well, we have that in common.
You guys. We should all unfollow Trump.
I never followed him. I don't understand why you would follow him. He ends up in your timeline anyway.
Exactly. And there's other people who replicate his... There's like an unfollow Trump... thing you can follow that literally do his tweets. We could all follow that. And well, that was Donald Trump.
There
his name's Trump as well. I just don't understand when that got old. When did that get old?
Well, listen, he appealed to some people, so what can you say?
Little Trump.
Okay,
well, this has been nice, and
it's been great.
You got good plans for the rest of your life?
Tomorrow I'm working in a warehouse looking for jeans.
Very nice.
I don't really know what I have to do.
Oh, is it your first day tomorrow?
It's literally just a day. It's just a day through one of my old temp agencies. Because I used to be a receptionist, but offices don't exist anymore. So that's dried up. So yeah, I've just got to look for some clothes.
Jeans.
I don't know why.
That's
I don't know to what end.
Are you sure you're not just going shopping? An outlet mall?
I don't really know. I think it's like for some sort of like display or like to send to influencers. I don't know.
Oh, will you send me some jeans?
Should I try and get you on the list?
Actually, I can't really wear jeans, you know.
I have one pair of jeans.
I find them too tight and restrictive around my bowels.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I much prefer a pyjama.
Oh,
for home wear. I'm wearing one right now. I believe this particular piece is 10 years old. And I believe I received it in some sort of pack at Asda.
Oh, nice.
And it really is threadbare and quite disgusting.
Oh, that's great. Because you can just really kick back in that, can't you?
Mm-hmm.
I'm wearing my old PE kit.
Oh, wow.
Look how
Some people pay good money for what I'm seeing right now.
I'm putting my leg up above my head. How impressive is that?
That is good. You're quite flexible, actually.
That's my leg and that's my head.
That's really good. Right, let me see how much I can do.
I bet you can do it.
Oh,
that's not bad.
No. Oh, God.
Wow, some filthy noises coming from Philly. Tilly's room.
It's good to stretch, guys. It's also good to just sit in your computer chair and not move.
I love that.
Just play video games.
Oh, yeah. I've been really getting into...
You've got your PS4, right?
I have.
That you got just to play this one specific quiz game.
Knowledge is power.
Yeah, okay.
I've not played it for a while, you know. I might do that tonight. Maybe that's what I'll do tonight.
Nice. Have you played anything else? Dipped your toe into the water of anything else?
Overcooked.
Oh, yes, you were telling me about that.
And Need for Speed.
Ooh, you're driving around.
Well, my brother, for my birthday, bought me a PS4 subscription or something.
Oh, yeah, PS Now.
Yeah, that sounds right. So you get, like, a trial of a free game every...
What's on PS Now? Let me see. Is it not just, like, a... Do they change the games?
There's two. There's one that's like loads of games, and there's one where it's a different. It's two games each month, I think. So it's currently been Need for Speed, and I want to say Vampyr.
Oh right, I haven't played that. Don't know how good it is, but it's.
It's a bit bossy. Like Tomb Raider, but more bloody. Have to do
Love
a lot
that.
Of stabbing people.
Love that for you.
Yeah, I've been enjoying that. Yeah, and been watching. Jennifer Aniston and Reese Witherspoon be news anchors in the morning show. Have you seen it?
No, I don't watch TV.
Oh yeah, we literally have this conversation every week. It's been a while, Tilly, I forgot. Well, it's good.
Good stuff.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I think we should get out of here.
Let's go!
Before we die. Thank you guys for joining us. We'll see you again. Maybe. Bye!
You've been listening to Bitchin', a podcast by Tilly Steele and Helen Brooks. Our music was by Dave Cribb, and our artwork was by Luke W. Robson.
GreatBigOwl.com